Thank you, Isabel and Bonnie, for your presentations and the overview of the two studies. I think they look very promising and entirely on right track. I just wanted to highlight that the right to development is explicitly mentioned in the Paris Climate Agreement. The preamble actually says that when states adopt measures to address climate change, they should do so in a manner that respects, promotes, and considers the right to development. So we do have a normative justification for our studies right in the Paris Climate Agreement. But what it also tells us is that it's not only that addressing climate change can contribute to the realization of right to development, but also that the main principles of the right to development, if mainstreamed in measures to address climate change, can help produce better results. So I think that's our effort in these studies. So I look forward to working with both of you on these studies. Thank you.